This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. We kick off hour number two of the Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. It is all totally free. Coming up here still on the show tonight, we got lots to talk about. The mayor who wanted to trade sex for a water bill, plus... one of our friends, one of the libertarians in Alabama, actually a few of them, have stood up to the cops. The cops are threatening to shut down their petition drive with violence, and they refuse to obey orders. And it actually went pretty well for them. We'll give you the details there. It's actually some good news in regards to an encounter with the cops. 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about maybe space aliens. Maybe we should start, though, with a national language, though. What do you want?
You had told me several times that you want to do this this whole First Amendment opinion
Mark.
By the by Pat Roberts, and you said have it ready. So I've got it ready.
Pat Roberts,
the senator from Kansas, Republican senator from Kansas. Remember what we're talking
Republican
about? No. Now we've promoted this one, but that's what's next. All right.
Okay.
Well, you also have an email about this, so we should probably go into your email and then go on to that. Because you have an email that was also about, like, immigration.
Yeah, this isn't really entirely an immigration issue. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to hand this to you because...
Okay, good. So, the Senate apparently has voted to make English the national language of the United States. According to Bloomberg, Senate voted to make English the national language as part of a legislation overhauling immigration policy approved 63-34, directs the government to, quote, preserve and enhance the role of English without altering current laws that require some government documents and services to be provided in other languages.
So 63 senators probably need to just not be senators anymore.
Well, now, Manwich is going to disagree with you on this. He thinks it's a good idea.
Please tell me why English shouldn't be the national language of America. Please tell me why I should pay one penny to translate American documents into Spanish.
We'll
or,
get into it.
Better yet, why I should pay, because if I've got to change it into Spanish, then I've got to change it into everything else.
We'll get into
like
it.
Like Botswanan and, you know, Malay, the whole deal.
Sure. Opponents of the language provision said it would cause employees of the federal government to avoid using languages other than English, even in warning signs or emergency communications, for fear of breaking the law. The amendment could create an obstacle for those who are trying to achieve public safety and public health. Why do we need to do this? Consideration of the English language amendment was held up for a day as lawmakers negotiated its wording. The alternative proposal on the table from Ken Salazar, Colorado's, apparently would make English, quote, the common and unifying language of America. And that the other proposal, he said, would create division within the country by addressing a problem that does not exist.
Yep.
So
that's the thing. It's a problem that does not exist.
Well, to Manwich, the problem is the fact that he's paying for forms in other languages.
So stop paying.
But he's too much of a coward to do that.
Well, they're going
to
put...
such a big problem with it, stop
I do have a big problem with it, but remember that somebody's going to come along and shoot me if I don't. And, I mean, there's a gun pointed at me about that, and I don't see what you're saying is essentially too bad. Too bad. It is a problem that does exist.
No, I'm saying that there's no national language. There's no requirement that anything be written in Spanish. It's not.
Well,
we don't have to write
a requirement, but now the bureaucrats think, let's write this stuff in a couple other languages to service people better. No.
Then, fine. Well, you can argue against that. It doesn't have to be made into a national language in order to do that. I mean, you can just not vote for those people. There's no law required.
Now you're arguing democracy?
No, I'm saying you cannot vote for those people. In other words, it's more of a market decision. There's no law on the books saying, in other words, you're arguing as though there's a problem. In other words, that they you want to force them to not write it in other languages.
I'm not trying to force them.
Yes, you are, because there's no law saying right now that they have to write it.
You don't know that.
I suspect there isn't. I believe what he says.
There may be a federal law saying that there has to be alternative languages.
There may be, but I don't think that there is.
Okay.
I would say
no federal agency to necessarily come up with any Spanish language documents. I don't see any reason that my tax dollars should be used to propagate some other language. There's no reason for that. Now, if a police officer is trying to communicate with someone and the language they speak best is Spanish and he speaks Spanish as a native speaker or whatever, I wouldn't care because it's not costing me anything. I'm not paying anything extra for the police officer.
But a bilingual officer costs more.
Right.
I don't see why a bilingual, you know, there's no opportunity for that. Police departments do not work that way.
That's
they
true.
Say, this is how much we pay cops.
Okay, yes, you're right about that.
We should say the same thing about politicians. I mean,
what do you mean? A politician.
We pay a politician, you know, a flat rate. It, you know, whatever. What I'm saying is that if there isn't a law specifically saying that it has to be written in another language, then the problem is that people are voting for politicians who are writing things in other languages, in which case the market has decided.
That's not the market deciding.
No, the market's not deciding.
That's democracy, and
politics.
It stinks.
Well, no, what stinks, though, Manwich, is the fact that you are avoiding the real issue. The real issue is the fact that there are taxes in the first place. And here you are calling for more rules and regulations. You are upset. You're so upset that there are forms printed in Spanish. Boy, we wouldn't want to allow people to actually understand the stupid forms that the government are putting in front of their face.
More pieces of paper is more government. I mean, in order to write it in Spanish, we have to hire more bureaucrats. I'm proposing that we come up with a rule that says the government is limited in this area. It will only provide services and pieces and instruction
so
in
then what's
English.
Going to, okay,
so therefore, all the bureaucrats we have to hire to translate it into Botswanan and Malay and
fine,
Spanish,
you know,
and
you're getting
Haitian.
Really upset. I've never seen somebody get so upset about a freaking form with Spanish written on it. Look, I'm not for government at all. I don't want to have government forms, period. But here you are. You're
great,
freaking out.
Great, then let's stop the 200 more governments we're going to have to create.
No.
200 more governments we have
create
to create
more governments
in order
for more
to
forms. You just translate a form and you print it. Once it's translated, it's done. I mean, you're acting like this is a big deal. Look, if you are someone who speaks another language and you're in America and we have a big government, which we do, and this big government demands obedience, it demands that you jump through hoops, it demands that you do things for it, then why shouldn't it be able to communicate with the people in its country? If there are people here that aren't speaking English, and the government says, here, Mr. Hispanic, take this form and fill it out. No hablo inglés.
What percentage?
What are they going to, then we're going to be locking up people in prison because they can't fill out the forms because they can't even read them.
Let's clarify something. What percentage of the country do you think doesn't speak English at home?
At home?
No.
Well, I think that's irrelevant.
That's where they speak. It's their natural language. That's what they want to communicate in. That's what they communicate in on a regular basis. What percentage of the country do you think?
I think that it's an irrelevant question, but I'll give you a poke at doesn't speak English at home, 20%.
Dead on. Yep.
Now, and that's irrelevant because there are many people that speak other languages at home that don't. As a matter of fact, I lived in a home where I didn't speak English at home. Mm-hmm. It was my agreement with the girlfriend that I would speak Spanish with her at all times.
Really? You speak Spanish?
Yeah, I speak Spanish almost entirely fluently.
Wow.
And I'm arguing against having a government that has, because it's just dumb. I mean, why should we service people like this?
If you're going to have a government, shouldn't it be able to communicate with people?
Well, you know what? Here's the rule. We're saying the national language is English. We'll even put signs up on the way in. Hey, national language English.
Okay.
Earn it, learn it, or you face danger.
Are you going to print those signs in other languages so people can understand them? Jerk.
Here's the other thing, though.
We are a country
that's founded upon the principle that, first of all, a lot of people have thought of this country as a place where, for freedom,
what language are those founding documents in?
Wait, let him finish his thought, please.
The founding documents of this country, the reason why they're in English is because we are a country that came from England, fighting against England. We don't want to be England, where our documents are written specifically toward that nature. The reason why the founding fathers didn't instate a national language is because we are a culture that is based upon welcoming people to our shores. Read Emma Lazarus's poem written on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty.
If you're going to be threatening people with force, you should at least make it so they can understand your threats. Not that I'm for the threats, not that I'm for the government forms in the first place, but if they're going to exist, if threats are there, we need to, well, more come back.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. And it's Ian here with
you. And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating, and of course, it's free. All we ask, though, is that you send us a validated photo, and that'll get you on the Shrine. That means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 program. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn about the First 1000 Pledge and how you can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we're talking about the national language. Our Senate, the representatives in Washington, D.C. are rumbling towards passing legislation to affect the immigration situation in America. And one of the things that they're talking about is having a so-called national language. Man, which you're all behind it. You think it's just great, which is odd because you're someone who's bilingual. You would think that you would have a little bit more sensitivity towards individuals that don't speak English. But yet you want our federal government, the violent organization that it is, to enact its violence on people without them even understanding what's going on. You want cops to come up to them and just speak English to them, and you want to present them with all kinds of forms and language, a language they don't understand, so you can crack their heads open with a mallet.
I think that this is one way of controlling immigration. Look, it's an English-speaking country. You ought to know that. You can't come here and have the white people serve you on a silver platter. That's the problem I've got. The whole welfare thing.
Why can't your problem be a government? Why can't
my problem is government? Absolutely government.
But you're not calling for less government.
For less government. But until we have less government, I am not going to serve these people in their own language.
You're just like the anti-immigration zealots that are coming on here saying, "Well, we can't beat welfare."
I want to bring up, because somebody brought some interesting points. I actually got into a discussion on. I read that article off of a community news site. And when I was there, I got involved in a discussion. The post that I'm going to read that I made there is a little on the inflammatory side. I was just trying to, stir things up because a lot of people...
You? Inflammatory?
Me?
On the internet?
Me? Because people were talking about, being anti-immigration, of course. Talking about making...
Like most
language.
Of the United States.
Everybody has to jump in with their 2 cents, so did I. So I started off saying, I know... Why don't we just conquer Mexico? That would solve the problem, right? More land for those pesky Mexicans, right? Or wait, I know, what we should do is take all the illegal immigrants and make them wear yellow armbands. Then we'll put them in big rooms that look like showers and deport them. That would solve it too, right? How about we build a giant wall along the entire Mexican border and arm it with machine guns and border ninjas and kill all those damn brownskins trying to come here for freedom? Or... how about we don't act like un-American violent thugs who hate freedom? Here's a simple solution. Why don't we end welfare to ensure that everyone here is working for a living, or at least providing something that somebody wants?
Hooray.
How about we stop using the guns of the IRS to steal money from hardworking people only to waste it on those who are going to piss it away by not working? If immigrants don't like living here without a welfare program, then they will leave, or they will become productive. We don't, and you know what, I don't necessarily, I said that statement, but, immigrants are pretty productive people in general.
Absolutely.
And some aren't.
Some aren't, but...
And there's lots of white people that aren't.
Yeah, there's lots of white people that aren't, and I think the percentage-wise, a lot of immigrants are pretty productive.
I think that to completely discount the whole, some immigrants are lazy argument by saying, immigrants are productive, I think that what you're doing there is you're having someone recoil. The fact is,
I didn't do that in the article.
Some are lazy, and under a system where the welfare's eliminated,
right,
and where hospitals aren't required to give hospital care to somebody who's not going to pay, then the lazy ones will, in fact, starve to death.
Okay, let's stick on topic, because I didn't clarify that when I wrote this.
Because you have to be lazy to travel thousands of miles to come to a new country, right?
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
We don't need a national language in order to make people speak English. We just need them to want to actually do business here. You basically have to know English already in order to be successful in this country.
I agree.
Beyond that, the concept of making English the national language is entirely un-American. If you don't understand why, go take a history lesson.
I'd say,
and I'm going to apply the same kind of
history. Understanding is superior to the two of you.
Well, you know what?
I'm
going to apply the same ad hominem that I applied in this article to you. I said, go take a history class, you addle-pated, mutton-headed troglodyte.
Well, addle-pated, mutton-headed troglodyte doesn't have anything to do with my stance on not giving away, just serving immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
On a silver platter.
We are a country that welcomes people from other cultures
in order to speak English and enjoy freedom.
Yes, absolutely.
You can enjoy freedom by learning to speak English.
They'll do that on their own.
That's not a requirement. They'll do that on their own.
Why would they do that?
Because they want to move up in the world.
They want to do business. There's nothing about this
country. Not as long as we keep serving them in other languages.
You know, we're in the Western Hemisphere. The Western Hemisphere, primarily Spanish-speaking.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I love how you say we're serving them by having government.
You absolutely are serving them.
We're not serving them. We're serving them with hassles and trouble. The government is bad news.
I agree entirely.
Okay.
You know I do.
But yet your priorities are all twisted, dude.
Look, all I'm telling you, man, is
Let's make the government be in English.
Well, I want to read
it.
You can't make the government do what you want it to, man.
I want
to
read.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
If the Congress passes a law that says the government will be in English.
Great. So then we're going to have to spend another $5 billion to actually get rid of all the translated forms that we have to implement Manwich's new English-only program. You're talking about more government spending.
I want to read some comments that are made by somebody else.
I'm absolutely not, and you're being ridiculous.
I want to read some comments that were made by somebody else, the only person who commented back to me about this in that thread. And this person, the Celestrian, made some very good points. He responds first by starting, says, "Okay, I'll play." And he responds to my comment about conquering Mexico. He says, "Well, I appreciate your flair for satire, as I'm sure Jonathan Swift does," the guy who wrote
Gulliver's
Travels. Yes. Mm-hmm. "You're muddling the issue. What about all the other ethnicities that also come into our country? Koreans, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Swedish. Does this debated law also indicate that they too are pesky? Should we also conquer them? This comment amounts to nothing more than race baiting. Where were you, generic collective you, when Ivan Slavonov, fictional, has to learn English because no one around him speaks Estonian? Is he being racially oppressed? This is not about America versus Mexico or Anglo-Americans versus inter-ethnic group here. This is about making everyone play by the same rules. Force." That's my comment to that.
Right.
He responds to my comment about making illegal immigrants wear yellow armbands. He's like, "Again, you seem to be really hard up to talk about the illegal immigrants. While this is only the catalyst that brought about this issue, I'll humor you and play along. You're overly heavy-handed. I'll show you how clever I am by making a Nazi reference aside. Let's break down the two key words you keep repeating. Illegal immigrant. Since you're obviously smart enough to define terms, let's do so. Both entries were taken from dictionary.com. Illegal, contrary to or in violation of the law. Immigrant, a person who leaves one's country to settle permanently in another. So using your own term, an illegal immigrant is someone who broke the laws of our country to come here. Should we reward the individual for breaking the law? If so, then why have laws at all if we are not going to enforce them?"
Let's get rid of the laws, because that's really what the problem is.
That's really what you want.
More coming back, 800-259-9231. We got John on the line. He wants to talk immigration. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all right there on the front page of the website. In fact, going back as far as an entire year, you get them for free. Freetalklive.com. Talking immigration. So, Johnson, what was it?
Sure, Cap. The last thing was said right before we went out there was, so using your own term, an illegal immigrant is someone who broke the laws of our country to come here. Should we reward individuals for breaking the law? If so, then why have laws at all if we are not going to enforce them?
No, we should not reward individuals for breaking the law, but yes, we should absolutely get rid of most of the laws on the books.
Well, we should especially get rid of that law. I mean, do you support all laws? Do you support the law when, you know... Would you say we should bring back the law that was women couldn't vote?
How about segregation?
White people can own slaves.
Jim Crow laws. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. You know, maybe I know some things are almost real simple, or their simplicity is, seems almost brilliant.
Okay.
But, you know, it kind of goes back to thing... I know the Clintonistas had a problem with it, and it seems like the Bushy-Wushies have a problem with it, is what the definition of is.
Okay.
Okay. How about if we just devise a simple test and forget the laws and stuff and ask them...
Who? Ask who?
What is Shinola? Now, that is a universal thing. Most people know... what Shinola is.
You know, actually, I don't know what Shinola is, but I know what the difference between it and something else is.
Okay. Well, as long as you know the difference, you're all right.
I know what the other thing is.
And you've never seen... I've actually seen Shinola.
Is it some kind of product?
You can shine your shoes with it. Yes, it was made by Kiwi.
Okay.
And the other stuff works well, too, but it smells like you know what.
I don't think you can shine anything with the other stuff.
Well, you probably can't, but you know, if you're out there in the middle of the woods and you don't have anything else to
what's the relevance of the question?
Well, the relevance of the question is maybe we ought to get off of the other stuff and get onto the Shinola.
Okay, the other stuff you're referring to some phrase about S and Shinola, is that correct?
Well,
for people that don't know what it is that you're talking about.
Right, and it seems that we've got a lot of the other and very little Shinola.
Uh-huh. So what is the point? We really don't understand. Please help. Apparently we are the S.
The idea is that, well, for one thing, all right, if you'll answer this question, then I can answer the other.
Okay.
How come... they're not having the Winter Olympics in Mexico City this year.
Because it doesn't snow.
No.
The biggest reason.
All of them that can run, jump, and swim are over here.
Oh, that's cute, John. That's cute. But the Winter Olympics isn't really running, jumping, and swimming, though, is it?
It is the summer. It's fine. Yeah. It's a good joke.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, the Rio Grande ain't very narrow.
Well, I would say that you know, it's not a terribly racist joke in the fact that the ones with ambition are over here.
That is
great.
Correct.
Those
and
are the ones I want.
A lot of them are on the old families that worked hard. It's the new ones that come over, and even the old families don't like them. But our problem goes back generally.
There's a lot of white people I don't like either, and I don't think that that means anything. I mean,
you can't shove all of the immigrants into one boat, to speak,
that's
and that's
correct.
Not fair.
The white ones, they call them wiggers.
I'm lost, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to George in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
How are you?
Hey, George.
Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about bilingualism and what it's done to Canada. You know, in 71, we went officially bilingual, French and English, eh?
Okay.
And you're keeping attention to what's going on the news. This has spawned, a huge government bureaucracy. You know, there's the French side of the government and the English side of the government. And now when you go work for the government, you've got to go through all kinds of testing, and they've got to qualify you and make you, are you fully French, half French, quarter French?
Because they made official language rules.
Absolutely, and now we've got a whole province that wants to separate from the country because,
French. That's nothing new for you guys, by the way.
Fairly new. The separatist movement started when the bilingualism was made an official edict here in Canada.
Okay.
And the French people said, hey, now that we have an official language and an official identity, and see, that's the key. You give people recognition of their language, and what you do is you recognize their identity. That led us to the whole concept of multiculturalism. Oh, yeah, come to our country. Keep speaking your language. Keep your religion. Mm-hmm. And what have we got? We've got a fractured society where nobody can get together and cause any kind of social change because we can't talk to each other.
You also have
different languages.
No, it wasn't until it wasn't until you made it official and said until the government got involved. It wasn't the fact that you said, okay, we've got French people and English people, English speaking people here in the country. That wasn't the problem. The problem started when the government got involved and said, we have to do it this way and that way.
And the reason the government got involved, to be completely honest with you, is because they saw it as an opportunity to grow the government.
Exactly correct. That much is true.
And things were happening. Trucks would pull up with the English documentation and the French documentation. The English documentation goes on the shelf, and the French stuff goes right across into the dumpster because nobody reads it.
Right. So, so then you would agree that the answer is to get the government out of all of this entirely. Let's just get rid of government forms, government offices.
Well, the real answer is to nuke government.
Yes, absolutely, George. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Nuke the government from George in Canada. let's talk to Brandon in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind?
Not too much. This is The Celestrian, so I figured I'd give you guys a call and talk to you directly.
Excellent.
Thanks.
This is the guy who was commenting.
Try to stick around, Ian.
Got it.
Okay.
So what's on your mind?
So what do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about illegal immigration, or do you want to talk about...
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what's on your mind, so go ahead.
All right. Well, let's try with making English an official language.
Okay, great.
Because I do think that the issues, while socially related, are two separate issues.
I would say they are, because I fall on two separate sides of these for my co-hosts.
So, I think, I'm gonna take the devil's advocate here, and I'm gonna say that I think that... that instituting English as an official language in our country is a good thing, and for a couple of different reasons. First and foremost is that, we are a melting pot, and everyone here in this country, provided that you live in America, we're all from different racial backgrounds, Native American, English, German.
Sure, there's plenty of people speaking all kinds of languages that have come here over time.
Right. So I think, and I don't think that there's any rational, sane human being on this in this country that wants to say that you shouldn't recognize, spread, cherish, treasure your ancestral language and your cultural heritage. But first and foremost, that means if you're Japanese, then I don't think that there's anyone here that's going to say, oh, you shouldn't speak Japanese.
I see what you're saying.
Or you shouldn't be proud of your Japanese heritage.
I think there are some people that are not here within this conversation that would say those things. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I disagree with that. So I'm. So, yeah, I understand that point, and, there's going to be plenty of people who are going to be a little bit more bigoted.
Brandon, hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Talking about the national language. Should there be one, or should we just get rid of government and allow competition to determine what the national so-called language is? English has been winning so far. Why do we have to make rules now? This is Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Totally listener-editable. Every bit of content that you'll find there, over 650 pages of it, has been created by the listeners. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com to experience that. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. We bring back Brandon in California. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Brandon. So okay. You were telling us that you think that there should be an official language in the United States. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take that position for today.
So, you don't really believe in it?
No, I do. I do. But I often enjoy arguing from different points of view, just as I'm sure you guys do.
I see.
Not me.
Not me.
I'm really not very good at it.
Okay.
I can only argue what I really believe in.
I can come up with the other points, but I don't really believe in them.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the person who you spoke to on the forums. I was obviously being inflammatory, and I wanted to talk about what you had to say because of the way in which you responded to me and cornered me very quickly with the educate yourself about history argument. I will admit that your answer was very good about the original laws and the original intentions about what some of the founding fathers said about, you know, women not being able to vote, slavery, whatnot, or, you know, and we've overcome those things, so were those achievements un-American as well? That's a good point.
So
I think
I'm curious,
that's the best point that you've made.
I'm curious, Brandon, what would this this national language, how would that manifest? What exactly does that mean to you?
Well, what that means to me is, honestly, I would say that means that the federal government, if the federal government does it, then there's going to be a couple of things that is going to accomplish. One is, because of our Constitution, the federal government does have the power to lay some basic procedural guidelines for how states, you know, interact within the union and interact to each other. So that would mean that all forms for the federal government would be only in English. All federal courts, all federal departments would conduct any and all of their business transactions and communications in English.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that any intrastate communication, business transactions, or other exchange of information would also have to be in English.
Whoa. Did you just say business transactions? Like if I have a business and I want to do business with someone else, I have to speak in English in order to do that business?
Well, as far as it's my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the federal government dictates how individual entities, you know, deal with each other across state.
Well, I can tell you, the federal government does a lot of things that it really shouldn't be involved in. And in order to tell me how I'm going to speak to somebody else, whether it's for business or whether it's because I'm trying to hook up with them for sex or whatever it is, because business is just the exchange of money. And if the federal government gets involved in me having a conversation with somebody else in some other language, I think the federal government has overstepped its bounds.
But there's... Okay,
I mean,
okay.
I think the federal government can dictate its own means of communication to the outside world, but to dictate how two other entities talk to each other is absolutely wrong and abuse of power.
Just for a moment, Brent, because I want to bring something else up just for time's sake. There's also something more ephemeral going on here and something that can be taken and construed out over time. Our country originally, we rebelled from the English. I mean, we didn't want to be England. We have a country that is welcoming of other cultures into our own, and we are considered the melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would happen, and obviously this is, we're in no danger of this happening anytime soon, but making English the national language, we are completely ruling out the possibility that other cultures and whatnot, our country may not always be primarily English-speaking people. I know it's a really hard thought to think about now, but making something legal that says we are only English-speaking people, that sends a very clear message of we are no longer a cultural melting pot. This is our official...
I think that the cultural melting pot of people that will be making the elections at that point can handle passing a law that will then trump the English-speaking law. It's
right.
Not like you're going to pass a law that
no,
says it right now.
No, we're
no,
sending a message right now.
This. I see where he's coming from on this, and it alludes to what I said before
and
we went to break.
He made an inaccurate historical reference, okay? The reason that we didn't want to be England, as you said, is because England didn't want to treat us like England.
No,
treated us as a colony.
I
so
understand
We wanted to be full-fledged men.
I understand
that's
that,
all.
But that's... I'm just saying that's part of what's going on.
What you're pointing out is alludes to what I said before the break, and that is that English has come about to be the unofficial national language of America,
right.
Based on simple competition between languages. It's won out over the other ones over time.
Right.
It's been doing fine so far. Will it be replaced in the future? It could. If we allowed the marketplace to act. But everybody wants to pass a law to mandate a specific language, which means that you're shirking the market functions,
right.
And you're bypassing them, and it's fake and it's false.
Right.
It's
another
thing.
Just saying,
thoughts.
You know.
Okay, is it my turn now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, no problem. All right. First comment. You know, I can definitely concede that when it comes to interstate communication. So I don't know which one of you made that point.
It was Mark. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Mark, you know, I definitely can concede that. I think that. You know, anytime the government wants to take two different individuals across state lines and tell them how they should or should not communicate is wrong. So touche there. However, I think probably what I meant to say and misspoke is that, you know, how financial transactions are conducted between, you know, and between businesses and the state would be in English, which it pretty much already is now. So that's not really
almost entirely
right. I think the problem here, Brandon, is the state. The problem is the state, because if we had private organizations in the role of protection in America, then they would actually have to do what their customers were demanding. So
right.
If most of their customers wanted their service in English, then they provide it. But if they had a percentage of their customers wanting their service in Spanish, they'd provide that as well. But we don't get that from government, because we have people like Manwich with their one-size-fits-all fantasy that want to force it on others. And Brandon, calls again sometime. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Welcome back. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less.
The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Shop with us over at Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually everything. Now, don't go through their regular entrance on their site. You have to go through our entrance, a special Free Talk Live entrance. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And then once you do that, amazon.freetalklive.com, anything that you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. So whether it's a new book or a brand new DVD or a piece of furniture even, they've got it all there, clothing and more. We get a slice if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, man, what you were getting all uppity during the break, and I said, hold on, let's bring it on the air, because my allegation is that you're calling for big government, and you're saying I'm the one calling for big government.
You are calling for big government, because you're saying as well.
I have made a call to end the government today. Well, what are you talking about?
That's your general statement.
Right.
But right, what you're saying is, as right now, the way things are, everybody should be served in the language that it is that they speak, because if they're going to come here and they're going to pay taxes and tribute to this government.
No.
Wait, that's not what he said. As long as you pay.
No,
yes, it is. Precisely what he said.
That's not
he
what
said, as long as you're paying tribute to this government and following their rules, they should have to be serve you in the language that you understand.
That's the statement that you're twisting out of. The last sentence is what you're twisting out. What did you say, in fact, Ian?
Like he knows.
Well, what I was pointing out is that if you are in this country and you don't speak English, how is it that the government can... you've got a violent government that's trying to enforce its way upon you, okay? So let's say you jaywalk, for instance, okay?
Both you and I agree the governments are, in fact, violent.
Right. Let's say you jaywalk. That's a violation of the law. A police officer approaches the non-English-speaking individual and says, Sir, you've just jaywalked. No hablo inglés. You've just jaywalked. I am. It doesn't matter to me if you can't speak English. We're arresting you. No hablo. No hablo. Then you take him down to the station house and you book him into the jail. He still doesn't know why he's there. Then he goes in front of the court and the court says, "Okay, you were found guilty of jaywalking. 5 years in prison because you can't speak English. You get an extra sentence. So 5 years in prison. He doesn't even know what he's in there for. He doesn't know why he's being held, and we're all paying for it, Manwich." You're the one who's calling for big government here.
Jaywalking's a ticket.
I'm giving you an example, okay? You can use whatever you want. Drug dealing, okay? They bust the guy for having marijuana. You've got marijuana on you. They throw him in jail. He doesn't know why he's there. He doesn't know he's broken the law. You're talking about not even communicating with people, Manwich. You're talking about filling our jails with people who are breaking the law and not even telling them why they're in there. That's what you're talking about.
If I go to France... And I don't speak a lick, not a word of French. Can I reasonably expect that I might have some trouble there? Perhaps even end up breaking some French law that I've never read because I don't read French and don't know what's wrong.
No, because most people in France speak English.
Well, no, because if I went to France and they won't speak English to you, and at least Parisians won't speak English to you unless their life depends on it. If I go there,
which is not true,
and I don't go with a tour group. Then I'm in danger. Now, if I go with a tour group, then I have a better chance.
Well, I don't know about France's government, but this one is supposed to be a government by the people and for the people. In this case, you're excluding the people that can't speak English.
No, I'm not. I am minimizing the government and making... I'm keeping the government down.
Minimizing the government?
And small.
You just
want to serve everybody who speaks any crazy...
I want to eliminate the government.
Person comes
I
in
want
here.
To eliminate the government so the marketplace can serve people based on demand. Your government, one size fits all, that's what you're calling for, and it's wrong, man, which hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. People.